trip on the main drag, which Fort Meade would be like one road. And of course, you're right at Fort Meade, so does it matter, really?
Any kind of slang terms for it?
Yeah, I guess main drag would sort of be at the best. I can't really think. When you ask me that all of a sudden, it's sort of got off guard.
Okay, no problem. Let's see.
Make the loop.
Any those with any kind of roads here with social or historical significance? I mean, you know, any kind of roads that you have that have any
special? Are we back in Fort Meade now?
Yeah.
We're back in Fort Meade?
Yeah, back in Fort Meade.
Okay.
Sorry.
What roads in Fort Meade? I'm not really sure what you mean by historical.
Yeah, like there's Bear Cove or something. That's cause
yeah.
You know,
there's Jones Road, which is nothing historical. People just have to go down there and they may go out there and party, or they may take a ride out there that's going to be easy. Other than that, I can't really think of a historical road, much more like Broadway or Orange Avenue, just typical street thing.
Okay. What are those places called where the tracks go over the road?
The tracks go over the road. Crossings,
okay.
Railroad crossings.
All right. On one of those small, okay, that's about what you call, what about an underpass?
Yes, where a road is under a bridge.
Yeah.
Is there another kind of underpass we're thinking about here, maybe?
Yeah, or do you have any word for bridge, aside from bridge?
Overpass.
Overpass. Viaduct? Ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
How do I usually park a car? Well, depends on where I am. If it's parallel parking, I park it parallel.
Okay. Or
if it's curb parking, I park on the curb.
Okay, good, fine. What are those outlets for fire hoses that you must not park near? Dogs use for?
Fire hydrants, of course.
Okay. Anything else you call them?
No, I usually say fire hydrant.
Plugs?
Yeah, I've heard plugs, but I always say fire hydrant.
Okay. When you parallel park, is there any kind of, angles when you parallel park? I mean, in terms of how do you parallel park? Describe it.
Okay, let me describe it.
Yeah.
Okay, first you pull along parallel to the car that you're going to park, behind. So you start backing in. You're supposed to come up to about your door, I believe. You put your door at their bumper, and you start backing in. You turn.
Cut out how far?
When do you cut in? You turn so the back of the car goes in.
At what angle?
I would say by the time you're halfway in, you're about a 45 degree angle.
Okay.
And then you continue to back, and so then you cut your wheels to the left, I guess it is. So it'll turn, and the front of the car will come in, and then of course the angle decreases, and your car goes in. So
okay, all right.
It takes me a couple times to do it, so my angles usually aren't right.
Okay, alrighty. Where would you park downtown? The kind of building with several levels?
Parking deck.
Okay. And what are the
parking lot, maybe.
Parking lot?
Parking lot. Usually I would say a parking lot was on the flat, and then like what they have here in Emory, I would call that a parking deck.
Yeah, okay. What are the tallest and largest buildings in town?
In town?
Yeah, do you have general terms to, label?
Usually, most places are just called by the name of the store. There are no tall structures before me.
Okay.
Speak up. I'm trying to think of one tall structure. The library used to have the only tall structure, and it was like two stories.
You're looking, what would you call a really tall building?
What would I call it?
Yeah. Or
monstrosity, maybe. I know there's a word for it, and I can't think of the word right now.
What about
a tall building?
A lot of apartment buildings, like, that are
high rise.
Okay.
Okay,
what else?
I'll call apartment complex, a high rise, skyscraper, yeah. We call it the World Trade Center skyscraper.
Yeah, oh yeah, I call that too. Okay, what kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
Alleys.